Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you, and I'm happy to have TJ back. He had his adventures and had a great time and is back and here to tell the tale. So welcome back, TJ. Good to have you here. Also, we have some guests that I've had before. Laureen Barry is going to be here from the Bagua Vision Board and Bagua Vision Book, who we always like to have. Sandra Hellomiss from What's for Dinner. We always like to talk to her about all the great food, and she's got a new single servings that she's got on the menu. Also, Judy Feinstein from the SBC is going to be here to join us and tell us about an event going on today at Reynolds School. Today, of course, I'm on early because we have a Canucks pregame at 11 and Canucks at noon. And, you know, they're doing really great, so we want to make sure we listen to that later. So I'm here at 10 today, so I hope you're all joining me for the whole hour, and it's going to be a good show. Kicking off that, we've got Sandra. How are you, Sandra?
I'm well. How are you, Patty?
I'm really well. Now, I know you went away for spring break. Where'd you go to?
We went down to San Diego, actually. Yeah.
That's a beautiful place. How was it?
It was. It was, you know, it was fine and when you moved in a little bit inland, but on the coast, it can be really quite cold and foggy. And
yeah, you forget you're not that far down, right? It's not like you kind of have to go farther down to Mexico to get the good weather that time of year.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And Laureen Barry's here to join us, too. And Laureen, I know you like the sun. And have you had any holidays lately?
Not lately, but we have our favorite place is Puerto Vallarta.
So oh,
we
yeah,
love going
that's
down
beautiful.
There. Yeah.
And on a day like this, man, it's crazy, right?
I really
mean, it's April, and they're talking about snow. I just heard on the news here. So tell us about your life right now. You've got single servings. What's for Dinner does prepared meals.
Right.
And, of course, my husband was asking, hey, what's happened? Have we ordered lately? Now you have single servings.
We do. Well, we've always, as you know, we've been kind of just testing those on the side, you know, because we just got inundated with so many requests for meals that were just for individual servings and that were pre-cooked. Especially a lot of students were looking for those and really busy professionals like people that are out and about, like a lot of realtors, they're always, you know, different hours, as you know, Patty, with what you do. And also our seniors. So what we've done is over the past couple of years, we've been testing, you know, taking from our What's for Dinner menu and just, you know, moving it over and making these individual meals, adding a starch and a veggie with our main protein. So that's exactly what we've come up with. We've just launched the website right before Christmas, just to keep it kind of separate because people were getting confused as to the our What's for Dinner entrees were actually oven ready, so they were raw, fresh and raw. But the Dinner for One were actually pre-cooked. So it's just a different line, and we call it Dinner for One. It just kind of makes it a lot easier. So we know, even in-house, we know what we're talking about, that, you know, the Dinner for One or the What's for Dinner.
And I went on your website, and it's really clearly laid out with what kind of entrees they are, the price point and all that. And is that a pickup service then? You go to your restaurant, your shop, and you pick them up?
Yeah, they are. We do have some in the takeaway freezer, similar to What's for Dinner. As you know, What's for Dinner, we generally we take online ordering, but we do have a few options in the freezer. And then similar with the Dinner for One, we also have a few options also in the freezer. But typically, if you're wanting to get, you know, we do have a menu. We're adding to it all the time. If you want to get exactly all the entrees that you're coming for, it's best to just purchase online. But a lot of our clients also just call it in. You can download the order form off our website, and that website is dinnerforone.ca. And or you could call it, fax it, email it, or go through our shopping cart online.
I see you writing that down, Laureen. Don't you find, though, that some of these ones that you buy in stores are really not that good?
They're not good, right?
They're very high in salt, really. Yeah. They're a lot of salt. And you have to watch, because a lot of the times they will pre-use meat that's already been pre-cooked, but it's loaded with MSG and preservatives.
Yeah.
So they may not add MSG and that type of thing, but you really have to watch, like, where the source goes. So what we do is we, again, you know, make everything from scratch, from raw state. We use fresh lemons, limes, our garlic we do in-house. We don't use the garlic that's in the jar. And so we really control that, what's going in. So we have options that are gluten-free, that are dairy-free. We don't add any salt to any of our entrees on What's for Dinner or the Dinner for One. There's no MSG. We can do diabetic in the sense that, like our sweet and sour meatballs that we have, our sweet and sour sauce is actually in a little container off to the side, so you can really control how much of the sugar that you add in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any health issues with any of these gluten-free or soy, any of these things?
No, but I love them because they're so convenient to get the pre-cooked things.
So what we do is we make them all up and we freeze them. So they're ready to go. They're very easy to stack in your freezer. And you just take them up for the days that you need them. I know my kids still come in to the store after school and they pull one out and, mm-hmm. They microwave it. So they can either be microwaved, warmed in the oven or in a little even toaster oven. So
your kids are so lucky because you're such a good cooker.
Oh, thank you.
And my kids think I am because it's your food. But anyways, we were talking to somebody the other day and she was talking about, how she misses her kids being little in school because, she loved mm-hmm. baking and doing all that stuff. And I said, yeah, me too. I used to run down to the bakery and then get my little Disneyland tray and put them in there. I miss those days when it was like the day before, the minute before.
Yeah. I know.
You were the baking mom, weren't you?
I was. I really like to do it. My mom did. She's an awesome baker and a cook. So I kind of developed that. And I think we've talked about this before, how it just seems to be a lost art now because we're just so busy. And my son loves Cobb's Bakery. He just loves the bread there.
Well, we were talking about Rachel last week, who was there 7 years almost, who just ended her run. She's going to be working at Niche Magazine soon. So, because she's a business student. So she, kind of had to, get a full-time thing with her co-op. But, it's delicious bread. And I think that's why it's so popular is people really want that quality mm-hmm. without the preservatives mm-hmm. like your food that is good for you, right? Because if we're going to spend a lot on food, it may as well be the highest quality.
Right. And food prices are going up so much. And actually, our entrees are just so easy, to do. You just put them in the oven. Sometimes you have to add some water or whatnot. But it's as fast as if you had to place an order with, let's say, a pizza or that type of thing. But this, you actually know what's going in. And also with the Dinner for One, what I should mention, too, is we're also a registered provider with the Veterans Independence Program. So some veterans actually have options for the nutrition that they get, and we're actually a provider with that.
Because a lot of seniors become the toast and the tea and the yogurt maybe, and they don't eat enough food or the right things.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, my husband's mother is 92, and she's still living on her own, but to try and get to cook as something else,
It's so, hard for them.
And who needs to cook? 92, you don't have to cook anymore.
I know, you don't want to.
I said that at 32, come on.
And I'm actually finding a lot of, that's exactly what we're seeing, is a lot of the kids like us are looking for our parents.
Is it kids like us? Oh. I like that. I haven't heard those words together for a while.
We're always kids in our parents' eyes, aren't we?
That's very true. That is very true. When we come back after the break, too, I want to talk about gluten-free, dairy, soy, low-sodium, mm-hmm. because these are really the trends that people are looking for, because it seems everybody has an intolerance or a sensitivity in some way. When we come back, talk more with Sandra from What's for Dinner.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
CFAX 1070 and the Victoria Harbor Cats want you to get into the Christmas spirit a little early. Listen to win tickets for Christmas in July, Sunday, July 21st at Royal Athletic Park. All in support of CFAX Santa's Anonymous Society. Be part of Christmas in July with the Victoria Harbor Cats and Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
What a beautiful sunny day.
And here we are, cruising down the highway.
You feeling good?
Totally confident.
Really?
Yeah. I had Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care service my vehicle. Preventative, proactive maintenance to ensure my baby is operating safely and efficiently. No worries.
Fewer breakdowns.
And I'm feeling great.
For the past 45 years, Island Muffler and Brake is the shop you can trust. Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care. Expert care for your car. It's a good feeling.
Island Muffler and Brake.
Peninsula Co-op gets their members all fueled up. There's the healthy food choices from their food markets. Fuel for you. There's the gas stations. Fuel for your road trip or your daily commute. And, of course, there's the rebate that members get on everything they buy from Peninsula Co-op. Fuel for your wallet. All that fuel for just $27 once with no extra fees ever.
Stop. Fill it up at your co-op. Moving ahead. by giving back.
It's time to hit pause on the CRD sewage plan. Learn the real facts and demand an independent review.
I can't afford $300 to $900 more in my taxes.
The CRD plan is a short-term fix. More of my tax dollars will be needed soon.
The project hasn't started and it's already over budget.
The CRD needs to come clean on social and financial impacts.
The CRD sewage plan, only a short-term solution. Get involved now and learn the truth at sewagefacts.ca. A message from the Sewage Treatment Action Group.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back in the studio. I have Lori Berry. On the phone is Sandro Hellemus from What's for Dinner. We're talking about the single servings, but also about the other meals she provides. Now, you were talking about gluten-free, dairy, soy, low sodium. Gluten-free, so that would mean you don't have a starch usually? Kind of break down what that means with the different labels.
Well, gluten-free, basically, there would be no wheat, and also barley is also considered, and couscous, that type of thing with gluten. So pretty much, and interesting enough, too, rice is to be gluten-free, but there is, depending upon where it is manufactured, could actually have gluten in it. So that's kind of important, too. I just kind of recently, you know, found that out. But when we do gluten-free for our entrees, it would be like our sweet and sour meatballs are gluten-free because we don't add the breadcrumbs into it. And also we use, if there's a soy, there's a soy sauce in that, but we use a gluten-free soy with that, like Walla Tamari. And so that's kind of how we do that. And so if we then would use rice with that dish, we wouldn't use pasta with that entree. So there's different things, like gluten is in everything.
We had Patricia Chewy on last week, and it was amazing. She has a new flour out, and it's amazing how many processed foods have gluten in them that they use as a binder and what have you.
Yeah. To thicken that type of thing. So we use, like, we'll use cornstarch, but again, some cornstarches too, from my understanding, does have gluten in it too. So it depends on, like, what, you know, when people say they're gluten, they're looking for gluten, I always ask them, are you celiac or are you intolerant to it? So
right.
There's a big difference. So if they're celiac, then then there is some discussion as to exactly, you know, what we're doing, what we're looking for. But if there's a sensitivity or intolerance, they can have the soy, they can, you know, that type of thing. So there's a real difference when people say that, gluten-free. You have to really ask them, are you celiac? Are you diagnosed?
Right, because celiac is really dangerous if they can really affect you.
Yeah.
And with the sodium, you know, a lot of reports have come out lately that the fat, you know, we always talk about the fat and low calories and carbs, but sodium is the huge issue now that we're, you know, consuming so much sodium.
Right.
It's like it's packaged food.
Yeah, Marketplace just did a thing on it, on the sodium, and I don't know, you know, people could probably go online and look for that, but it was just unreal. Like, there was one of the people that were vegetarian, and they didn't know why they were being tested. Some of them didn't, but they also did a team up in, I think it was Kamloops, a hockey
Prince
team.
George, I saw that.
Was it Prince George?
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, unreal, like, how much sodium we're actually taking into our diets without even knowing it.
Well, I mean, you've had teens, and the pizzas and all that stuff, right? And that's with the pepperonis and their sodium was off the charts. And, yeah, you just don't even think about it.
No.
And, you know, some people really crave, some are sugar people, some crave salt. I've had people I know that just douse it on everything and don't think about the repercussions down the road because if they're young, you don't think about how that'll affect you.
Yes, and I think what's happening is the medical community is starting trying to obviously now really figuring that out. And you know, there was such a thing way back years back about fat, but now we're looking at, oh gosh, how about the sodium, you know, and that type of thing. So I think there's just so much sodium in processed food is because it's preservative, or if they've taken out so much fat, they have to add the flavor back, to either add it back with the salt or the sugar. So that's, once you get another person involved with your food intake, then you don't know what's going on with that.
That's very true. And, you know, that's why I like your product, because really all your foods are the quality is so wonderful. Tell us what's on tap this month in April. I know I had a look last night, but give us some of the highlights for What's for Dinner.
Yeah. Well, we have our chicken cacciatore, which is really yummy. And we use a lot of our stuff. We use boneless, skinless meat with that, too. So, and we have our ginger-fried chicken, which if a lot of our clients know our ginger-fried beef, we substitute this with chicken, so it's the same thing, but it's really yummy. And we have a rolled steak Florentine, and our pork, we have our famous pork tenderloin with the lime graze, and that's fresh lime juice that we use also. So So we have a trout, and the other one really, really liked by our clients is the rustic spinach ricotta puff pastry pie. So, and that's really yummy.
How do you come up with these ideas?
We search, we test, we listen to our clients. And, you know, we've been in business for 5 years now, so we have quite a big bit, kind of a menu that we go through. So we have a really great selection, and we're always looking for new things because we get tired of our menu too.
Wow. So if people want to know more, how do they find out about What's for Dinner and the single servings as well?
Well, What's for Dinner, they can go to our website at www.whatsfordinner.ca, and that's with the number 4. And then our Dinner for One, they can go to Dinner, that's Dinner with O-N-E, and then O, Dinner for F-O-R, it's not the number 4, one.ca.
Beautiful. And if you ever want to know more information, you can look me up.
That's
lifestylewithpattymack.com, and come check me out on my website, and I will direct you. And we'll see you next Saturday for my order.
Okay.
Have a great day. Nice talking to you, Sandra.
Okay, you too, Patty.
Okay, take care. Now we're going to switch gears and talk to Judy Feinstein, who's with the SPC, and I'll get her to tell you what that means. She's got an event she's going to today, and she's got a big event coming up off the grid in May. How are you, Judy?
Doing great, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I know you're always so busy with a billion things that you do, and you're going out today to something, but tell people about the SPC if they don't already know.
Well, sure. YesBC, YES stands for Youth for Environmental Stewardship. And we are an environmental organization, a nonprofit organization, and we provide leadership opportunities for youth and help them have their voices heard.
And one of the things that you do is work in the schools. And today you're going to an event at Reynolds School. Tell us about that, because I know there's a lot of people going to be involved in this one.
Yes, we're going to Reynolds School, and we will have a booth there. They're having a fair. It's called the Reynolds Eco Fair. So they've got dozens of booths, people coming from like Level Ground, the Fish Store, Sustainable Energy Association, Western Wilderness Committee. A lot of environmental organizations will be there, the Capital Regional District, and we'll be one of them there. So it's really to celebrate environmental successes, and this is organized by the youth at Reynolds and an amazing teacher that they have there by the name of Heather Coey.
And they have a garden too, don't they, that they've created?
They do. They have a garden. Yeah, they've got exciting, really exciting projects going on there.
Yeah, it's amazing these kids that I've heard about through you and met through you that really are, you don't say the leaders of tomorrow, the leaders of today. Mm-hmm. And they show that all the time when you go to these events, and the stuff they are going to be doing in their lifetime is going to be amazing.
Yeah, and it's wonderful, exciting. It's certainly what keeps me going, and this is our future, and this is the generation that's going to lead us all to a sustainable future.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elizabeth May speaking as well?
Elizabeth May is there. Yes, she is. She's going to be speaking, as well as Brandy Gallagher, who's from our eco-village in Shawnigan.
And what time is Elizabeth?
Elizabeth's speaking at 1 o'clock, and the event runs from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Reynolds Secondary School.
So anybody can pop by and have
Absolutely.
A look?
Absolutely. It's open to the public, and it's free.
Can't beat that. Now, speaking of free, you have an event coming up, the Off the Grid. It's your third Off the Grid, and it's been a huge success this year. It's at Fort Rod Hill.
Well, actually, Patty, it is at both Royal Roads and Fort Rod Hill, and this is our third annual event, and it's actually in two parts. It takes place on Friday, May 24th. And the first part is at Royal Roads, and that's a Youth Climate Action Summit where we gather 200 high school students from throughout the region to come and participate in workshops and hear speakers and have leadership opportunities there to talk about the things that are important to them about the future. And that's the first part of the day at Royal Roads University. And the second part of the day is at Fort Rod Hill National Historic Site where we hold an off-the-grid music festival. So we've got performers there, and the power for the sound stage is human power. It's pedal power, pedaling bikes, and
crazy,
solar
huh?
power.
That's
so
great.
It's a really, really fun day.
Yeah, and I hear it draws a great crowd, too.
That's right. We're getting better known, and certainly known amongst young people, but really should stress that at Fort Rudd Hill National Historic Site, which takes place from 4 to 7 p.m. on May 24th, this is a community event. This is an all-ages, all-welcome, lots of environmental exhibitors and hands-on, interactive things to do and learn, and so everyone from 0 to 80 can come and enjoy this.
And even 92. Hey, and who's going to be some of your speakers at your event in the daytime?
We will have Andrew Weaver there, the climate scientist from UVic. We'll have Elizabeth May joining us again. She was with us last year, too. We're also joined by collaborators from the David Suzuki Foundation, Lead Now, Sierra Club, and Climate Reality Canada, which is part of Al Gore's organization that, as you know, I'm a part of, too. So we'll have some climate reality speakers there, too.
Well, you're pretty amazing. I mean, you have just grown this and yourself over the years. And kudos to you, Judy, because you've done a fabulous job. And I want to talk about something else which is really important is the vote. Get the vote out because, you know, you talked about Andrew Weaver and there's some great alternatives out there. And if people that I hear on the radio all the time saying, I'm not going to vote or my vote, you know, it's not worth it, you know, people should study and young people should get out there and not waste a vote, right? It's important.
Absolutely. And I think it's really all of our responsibilities to understand who is running in these elections in the upcoming provincial election and all elections. It's up to us to understand that we have... It's our obligation to vote and to find out who to vote for and who aligns with our own values. And young people, even if they're not eligible to vote yet because they're under 18, they need to start being engaged in this process and understand what's going on. So by the time they are of voting age, they're ready to confidently come out and vote and not say, well, I don't have any idea what's going on, so why would I vote?
Absolutely. You know, and I started with the Mount Tommy Community Association because I wanted a sidewalk. And I think anybody that runs, it takes a lot of guts, a lot of energy because it's you know, really hard to do. And when I did that, you know, we got some sidewalks. You can affect change if you are part of it. And we put those people there. So if we want to see change, we need to put the vote behind them because that's how it happens. So you cannot comment on it if you aren't part of the process.
Absolutely. And people think, oh, I could never make a difference. Well, that's not true.
You totally can.
We can affect the political process. And I think it's really important that we understand that, we get involved, and we get people involved from a young age.
Just like the environment, just like what you're doing, right? It starts early.
It does.
Absolutely. Well, listen, have a great time at the event. That's Reynolds School from 1 to 4 today. Get out there, say hi to Judy. Tell her you heard her on the radio, and we'll talk to you soon, Judy.
Thank you so much, Patty.
You betcha. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lauren Berry about creating a Bagua Vision book. Back in a minute.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision 2000 Travel inviting you to experience the all-inclusive Crystal Cruises. Book your Crystal Cruise with Vision 2000 Travel by July 31st and save up to $500 per person on select 2013 and 2014 departures. Crystal Cruises has been voted the world's best cruise line for the last 19 years, and Vision 2000 Travel can offer exclusive benefits you can't get anywhere else. Hosted sailings, additional onboard credits, and so much more. What are you waiting for? Vision 2000 Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
On the next Satisfaction, Gordon Pinsent helps Maggie and Jason with some baking.
Are you trying to get me to prescribe marijuana?
No.
Mark will definitely have pot.
And Mark is pretty blunt.
I definitely do not have pot.
But there's one last hope before it all goes up in smoke.
Hi, I'm Tommy Chong.
With everyone's favorite hippie.
Now that's how I get high.
All new Satisfaction, Monday at 8. And don't miss the debut of The Amazing Race Canada, all on CTV Monday.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 news update. A 34-year-old Victoria man has been arrested in relation to numerous thefts from vehicles. Working alongside the Regional Crime Unit, Saanich Police conducted a week-long investigation resulting in the man's arrest late Thursday night. Fingerprint evidence and several items of stolen property were recovered linking the man to these theft incidents. An over-the-phone bail hearing was conducted Friday afternoon, and the man spent the night in the Wilkinson Road Jail. He will make his first court appearance in Victoria Provincial Court on Monday, where police will recommend a large number of theft and stolen property charges to Crown Council. as thousands stripped down to set a new continental skinny dipping world record across North America today. Surrey's nude swimming enthusiasts are doing their part. Dawn Pitcairn with Surrey United Naturists says swimming au naturel is a rather liberating experience.
We're wearing clothes basically from when we get out of bed to, you know, when we hop in the shower and when we go to bed at night. And so for people to come out to a beach and relax, you know, try the clothing optional experience. A lot of people, are, you know, when they go to the beach, by the end of the day, they're like, wow, like, why do I normally wear a swimsuit when I come to the beach?
Surrey's Bare All record seekers will be down at Crescent Rock Naturist Beach at 1 o'clock. The current continental record stands at about 13,000. It's going to be another couple of weeks before a temporary neighborhood for displaced residents of High River, Alberta will be ready. The province says it wants to make sure it gets things done properly. There will be about 300 trailers with laundry facilities, TVs, and kitchens, and enough room for about 1,250 people. A third Chinese girl has died following last weekend's crash landing of an Asiana Airlines Boeing 777 in San Francisco. Meanwhile, authorities confirmed that another girl was hit by a fire truck at the scene of the crash. It's not known if that was the cause of her death. Searchers in France are looking for more victims of a deadly train crash 20 kilometers south of Paris. Six people have died and 30 were injured, eight seriously, when the passenger train jumped the tracks. Officials say the death toll could have been much higher. France's transport minister says human error was not the cause. A look at CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria today. Sunny and a high of 22. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 12. And Sunday, sunny, a high of 25. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's clear at 19 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning. Great to be here with you again. We are back from the news, and we're going to talk with Lorraine Berry about Feng Shui, about Bagua Vision Book and Board. You've heard Lorraine lots on the show, but I'm going to have her refresh a little bit about who she is and about where she's going with this business, because like Judy, it's ever-evolving, and it's going to. We're going to talk over the next few segments about where that's going. But Lorraine, you know, you've done the Bagua Vision Board, the book, but your new website, you're kind of going into this business thing, an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur.
I am.
You do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of interests, and one way or another, they seem to come back to feng shui. So I thought this would be a great springboard to create a business.
Right, and you've kind of used it through your mm-hmm. life as a single mom, coming with kids, and whatever you've kind of envisioned and mm-hmm. and put on paper, put on your boards, has sort of appeared.
Yeah.
And you're a big believer in that. Tell us a little of your background again so people can remember how you came about to be doing all these things.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we start?
South Africa.
South Africa. Actually, it's Rhodesia.
Rhodesia.
Yeah. Well, Zimbabwe now. So that is my homeland. But I've been in Canada many years, so even if I still have the funny accent,
great.
I'm truly Canadian. But I guess from coming from another country, you see the world in with different colored glasses, really. You don't have tunnel vision. You see the opportunities, I think, more than people that never leave home.
I think that even province to province, city to city, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I've lived in a few different provinces in Canada as well. And you're right. They're very
different. And you're the best one now, so it's all good.
Well, yeah, this is the Riviera of Canada, right?
Sure is.
Anyway, so I came across feng shui many years ago through a lady who came from California, actually, and taught at Royal Roads University. It was just a free session we went to, and I was hooked. I bought her book, and from there on, her name is Karen Rao Carter. She has a website, and her book was Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life. And that's feng shui in a nutshell. I love Karen. I love what
Move
she
your
does.
Stuff,
change your life.
And I saw you at Carolyn Taylor's You Unlimited, one of her things, mm-hmm. and we've connected ever since then.
That's right. So if you move stuff in your house, you're going to change an energy. And feng shui is all about creating and moving energy in your life. And I have proved that to be true. You don't have to go out and buy special things. All you have to do is rearrange what you already have.
And, you know, do you think that we've lost some of that intuitive sense that we have that, you know, when we do move things around, mm-hmm. we feel, like, better about it. And,
absolutely.
And we know what feels right or wrong mm-hmm. when we feel kind of like something's not right in our world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those, but we kind of ignore them, right?
Well, we don't know how to address them. And what feng shui does is bring it into your conscious mind and shows you what area of your home is the problem. So the Bagua map, which is the feng shui map, is divided into 9 sections. It's like the tic-tac-toe. And when you lay that over the plan of your home, it tells you which section in your home relates to different areas of your life. So you'll have a wealth area. You'll have a relationship area. You'll have a children's area, your career area.
That's all in the same room.
And actually, within a room is the sections within that room. So you can put the map over your property, over your house, over a room, over your work desk. You can take that layout and use it everywhere.
You know, it's really interesting. We've talked so many times about this, but, you know, you kind of said zero in on an area that kind of gets to you.
Yeah.
And I had a drawer like that.
Yes.
Well, the drawer just got emptied, put somewhere else. But, you know, it's funny because that energy I had about, oh, not dealing with it, it's gone.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of gone somewhere else, but
exactly.
It's gone from that room, which makes it better. For people that kind of think it's all woo-woo and what is this stuff, like it's garbage, how can you take something out of it if you don't want to buy into all of it?
Actually, you don't have to buy into it. I don't buy into all of it. But if it works for you, I don't know how electricity works, but I switch on my lights every day. I cook with it, okay?
Yeah.
If it works, use it. A lot of people ask me, oh, this is New Age, it's a religion, and it's evil and all this. No, it's not a religion. People can make anything into a religion if they want to.
Yeah, yoga and what have you.
Exactly. We're talking about just aligning energy, and things like yoga and Tai Chi are all about energy alignment anyway.
Right. So, and that's why you feel that way afterwards.
Exactly.
That energy.
Exactly. Acupuncture, it works on the same thing. You know, it's aligning energy or moving energy within your body or relieving energy, taking it out from your body.
And acupuncture is pretty amazing,
exactly.
too. And
so
it may
it
not
works.
Solve everything, but you feel differently afterwards moving that
yes,
energy.
Yes, exactly. A lot of people think they have to decorate their homes to look like an Oriental home. Now, unless you're Oriental, you probably don't want that. You know, it depends on what you
true.
Want.
I think a lot of people think it is about bamboo and fountains. And
exactly, and you don't have to have dragons and you know, things hanging around in your home if you don't want to. If you love it, absolutely. The idea here is to use things that you love because they are your personal energy. When you see them, they will remind you of something. So, for instance, if you're working in a place where you want to upgrade your wealth, your prosperity, you would put something there that reminds you of wealth. You know, so that when you look at it, you think about, okay, this is my area. If I look in this area in my home, what does it look like? Is it dirty? Is it grimy? Is the cat box in there? Get it out.
Right.
You know?
Right. And I'm sure a lot of people right now are going, oh, running to that cat box.
I know,
because
where is it?
Smells, everything really affects your mood when you wake up from the first thing in the morning, when you go to anybody's house. And everybody has a certain odor too, don't they?
They do. And when you walk into a home, you know, some people, when you live in a home, you don't realize that it may have a smell like of a pet or something that is really irritating because you're used to it. But what if friends and people come into your home? They're not going to say anything, but you have to be careful because you're creating a negative energy for the energy coming in there. If people find your home negative, then the energy or the chi, the life force, also finds it negative. You have to make it clean. You have to have it in a place where good energy is coming into your home. And your front door is the mouth of chi. It's the mouth of life-giving force. That has to be clean.
Matters.
And that entrance is huge.
Yeah, and in a consumer culture where we want more, 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 and we don't deal with just what we have and enjoy those things. It's always about acquiring more and not kind of being thankful for what we have and and enjoying that piece.
Exactly.
Or passing it on.
Passing it on is important.
Else.
Well, the one thing about feng shui is clutter. You do not want any clutter because if you feel stuck in your life, I can almost guarantee you that if you go to that area of your home, it's going to be full of clutter.
Yeah, I just did a clean in the office today, maybe having you on. And, you know, it's amazing how much better I feel about
yes.
it because I've been letting things just hang there and I dealt with them.
Yeah.
And then now I have a better system.
Exactly.
And I'll have to keep on top of it. It's not a one-shot deal, right?
Yeah. Well, what happens is subconsciously we're always thinking about it. You know, I use an analogy in my book. If there's dust underneath your bed, you think, I don't have to clean it. I don't really care about that. Nobody's going to see it. But if somebody's going to come to your home as a guest and sleep in that particular room, the first thing you're going to think about is sweeping under that bed and making it clean. So tell me, has that not been bothering you subconsciously? Of course it has. So just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Clean the place out. Keep things clean. And you don't have to worry about it. Gets the weight off your shoulders, and now you're ready to move forward.
And the less things you have to worry about,
exactly.
you know, the clothes, everything else, because we wear, what, 20% of the things?
Exactly. Move it on to somebody who will enjoy it.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Bagua Vision book. Back in a minute with Laureen.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Hey guys, Taylor here for the CFAX Community Connection. I've now made my way to the James Bay Community Market, and I encourage you to as well. Whether you're a local in need of some fresh red peppers or a visitor looking for that unique something from Victoria, they've got it here. Today you can find arts and crafts, live music, and some home-baked treats. And speaking of home-baked treats, I'm standing in front of Pure Love and Chocolate, where they sell dairy-free chocolate. Now, I never knew there was such a thing as dairy-free chocolate, so if you or someone you know has some issues with lactose, I strongly encourage you to come check out Pure Love and Chocolate. The market is located on the grassy area on the corner of Menzies and Superior between the Parliament Buildings and the James Bay Tea Room, and they're open until 3 p.m. today. So if you're looking for something to do this beautiful Saturday morning and garage sailing isn't living up to your expectations, come check out this local venue that has a refreshing atmosphere in beautiful James Bay. I'm Taylor, and this Community Connection has been brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert!
Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery.
Information alert!
100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
Until closing Sunday, it's the three-day sale at Safeway. Just visit any Safeway location and take advantage of all the savings, like fresh boneless chicken breasts. The family size packs are club priced at $12 each. Select varieties of Campbell's soup and the 12-pack cases are extreme priced at $4.99 each. And assorted Coca-Cola or Pepsi soft drinks in the 2-liter bottles are extreme priced at $5 for $5. Check this week's flyer for all the three-day sale savings. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back. I'm talking to Lorraine Berry, who is a feng shui consultant and has written books and has a great website. And right now we're going to talk about the Bagua Vision book. We were talking about my bad garage, and you were saying, you know, either take everything out or do it in chunks, because sometimes things are just too big. You
That's
need
right.
to break them down.
That's
or
right.
have someone else maybe help you.
Well, it does help, but then you're probably going to be worrying about them throwing away things that you want. So,
yeah, right.
You know, you probably want to tackle it maybe with your partner and do it in sections, because if it's a whole garage, it's not going to be done in a day, I guarantee
you
that.
No, that's really true. And, you know, on your website, I guess you realize a lot of people want a book because they find that the board
yeah.
is maybe too out there. They
exactly.
want something more personal. And I know yeah. a friend of mine, Mayo, we did scrapbooking,
mm-hmm.
and I did one page,
mm-hmm.
and it was just fabulous.
Yeah.
And it was on with the family, and
yeah.
something I liked was traveling.
Exactly.
And your book is absolutely stunning.
Oh,
it
good.
Uses the principles
mm-hmm.
of the nine.
Okay, the nine Bagua squares.
Bagua squares. And,
they're called
and just
guas.
Walk through this book, because it's absolutely
okay.
beautiful. And you've created each page as a uh-huh. like an artwork almost. So it's
it
a
is
fun
an
project.
Artwork. These are actually so attractive, you could hang them up on your wall if you wanted to. But what we're talking about today is not the Bagua Vision board, as you say, that hangs on
book.
Your wall. It's a book.
And a scrapbook.
If you're a scrapbooker listening to this, you are going to love this.
Yeah.
I love scrapbooking. So
what I've... The page you have here is nine colors and
yeah.
what each thing says. So it's really clearly laid out.
Exactly.
Wealth,
mm-hmm.
fame, love... Family,
right.
health, what's the other one there?
Creativity and children, knowledge and self-cultivation,
right.
career and life path, helpful people and travel. So those are the nine guas of that make up the Bagua map. And that's what we are going to use. So instead of sticking these on a vision board, we're going to put them into a book. What that does, if you're using a scrapbooking size, gives you a 12 by 12 sheet, as opposed to a vision board that has smaller squares. So you can get more in it, and you can have as many as you like. I could do 2, 3, 4, 10 pages in one color, one area, if I want to.
Right, but you've got yours simply laid out but beautifully done,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't have to be done in one day. And
no.
what it's supposed to do is to be a refresher.
It is.
Look
it
at.
Keeps your mind focused. That's what feng shui is all about. It brings back to your memory things you may have forgotten. What are your dreams? Have you forgotten what your dreams are? Maybe you've given up on them in your life and saying, that is never going to happen. I'm here to tell you that it will happen. It can happen, because I proved it in my life. Things I thought would never happen have happened. And if you keep your dreams in front of you and never, never never give up on your dreams. You will be able to achieve them. And Feng Shui and the Bagua Vision Book are here to help you keep that focus.
And I see your dreams. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're the CEO of a company. I see travel on there. Mm-hmm. Your dreams are a travel. Mm-hmm. We have to redefine what a dream is. And,
exactly.
You know, for people out there, lots of times we're so hard on ourselves. I hear the mm-hmm. word busy.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And people harden themselves instead of giving themselves
a tap on the shoulder
and saying, well done, all you've done.
Absolutely.
We need to go in baby steps sometimes and enjoy the journey, not always this result here, and not should.
Yeah.
You do things because you want to, not because there's some huge force on you. Do it because it's a passion.
Mm-hmm. And even when you feel like it's something that you have to do, give yourself a pat on the back, really. I mean, a case in point is one of the areas that I'm dealing with personally is my health and my weight. So I have gone on
Let's go to that page.
I've gone on a weight loss program. I joined Curves, and I recommend Curves highly to anybody who's listening. They are absolutely awesome. They have a full program. But anyway, yesterday I went to Curves. It was hard. For some reason, it was so hard. And I left there, and I gave myself a pat on the back and said, Laureen, you did it.
You went.
At least you did it. You know, and that's what this is all about. It's achieving your dreams. They're not going to fall magically out of the sky. You have to do something to make them happen.
And maybe a word to use is I'm not there yet.
Exactly.
So you know, you will get there.
Yeah.
And if you don't love yourself in the process, because everybody's so hard on themselves
exactly.
all the time. I'm not pretty enough. Blah, 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 you know, and you have a picture of yourself there, a lovely picture.
When I was younger and slimmer.
You look fantastic. And remember, ladies, as we get older, it's better to have those few pounds. It makes your face look better.
That's right.
And you've got, you know, workouts and some of the foods
so it's decorated as a scrapbooking page. It's just one sheet. Again, when you're dealing with health, one of the guas, the health gua is the center of the map, and the colors are earth tones. So yellows, oranges, browns, that kind of thing. I've done mine in yellow, and I've got little embellishments I've put in there, colored buttons, pictures I found on the internet that I love and that relate to weight loss. I've cut them out and I've stuck them. I've put in little quotes like strength and well-being and just do it, you know, the Nike.
Yeah, which is really effective. It's a beautiful, every page is beautiful. And without your health in the middle, we are nothing.
Exactly.
So
if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Let's look at some other pages. Okay. Your family ties. And who is that on the middle
family
of the picture?
Ties. No, this picture that I have here is my mom and dad.
Nice.
And it reminds me of my roots. What are my strengths? What did my parents instill into me? Were they positive things? Let me focus on the positive.
Yeah.
You know, not all of us have a positive relationship with our parents or had it if they've passed away. I'm fortunate enough that I have a fantastic relationship with my parents. My dad's now passed on. But my mom's still alive and we have a great time together.
And I think even if you've had a bad past, I think whatever we get through makes us who we are. So a lot of people wouldn't even change that anyways.
Exactly.
Because we wouldn't have the empathy or the things we have about who we are.
That's true.
That we've gotten through.
So working on this particular area, you would be working with the color green because that talks about your family tree. It's an easy way to remember the color. It's your roots, okay? Mm-hmm. And you would use... And if you don't have a family, like if you're adopted and you don't really know or whatever, if you don't want to use that, you can use any kind of support, people that have helped you through your life, that have supported you through your life, a good teacher, some sort of a mentor. You can also
best
put
friend.
Them in here as well as family ties.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Just looking at another one, let's skip over that one. Your career and life path. This area is black and the element is water. So the colors I've used here are black and white. White signifies metal, and metal holds water, so they support each other. Mirrors actually are water. So again, I've used all the elements within this scrapbook page to bring out what I want to do. And mine's dealing with feng shui, being a feng shui consultant. When I created this, I wasn't a consultant. I am a certified consultant now. So
well,
I achieved that goal.
And do you do all this because you love to help people?
I love to help people. I love to be creative. I love scrapbooking. I love to answer people's questions and see if we can figure out a solution for them.
I love when things become a passion. That's a job.
Oh, yeah.
And angels. What do angels?
Angels.
Represent?
I love angels. They're my most favorite helper, I guess you could call it. We have lots of earth angels, lots of people that help us. And this one I've chosen to work with actually angels, people from the other side. I ask my angels to do things. I have amazing angels. Let me tell you,
I have to
work.
Tell you about a certain angel today before we go to break. It's my niece, Christy. She's in the paper today. You'll see her, Christy Moores. She died when she was 13 in 1995. It was actually Easter, and my brother and his wife at the time, Julie, and his wife now, Jill, and their kids survived all this and have gone on to live her legacy. My brother is a great dad, a great person, a great friend. And, you know, just thinking about him today is up at Ladysmith. And if you have a child, an angel, hug your child today. But if our angels are up in heaven, love you, Christy. Back in a minute.
So retirement living. Why should I choose the Wellesley?
The Wellesley of Victoria is well established with dedicated staff and excellent indoor activities. From discussion groups and guest speakers to bridge, shuffleboard, cribbage, and many others. The Wellesley community is spacious, including a stage with seating area for up to 140 people.
The Wellesley, independent and assisted living at its best. Ask Margot about a free trial stay at 383-9099. So nice to come home to the Wellesley of Victoria.
I'm CTV's Adam Sawatsky. As the lifestyle and entertainment reporter, I really get the opportunity to showcase the full gamut of creativity on Vancouver Island. From people making amazing meals, to people staging incredible theater, to local filmmakers, to local musicians. I love people that view the world differently than the rest of us, and I feel so fortunate to meet those people and share their stories every day.
The faces you know, the people you trust. CTV News Vancouver Island with Hudson Mack, weeknights at 5, 6, and 11.
How Bell makes getting a superphone better.
Neil asks,
I'm overseas quite a bit, so I need a phone that best suits me.
Neil, the new Samsung Galaxy S4 on Bell is perfect for you. Say you're in South Korea, and you have no idea how to say washroom. With the Galaxy S4, you speak or type into the phone and you get
화장실
instantly. And on Bell, you get access to coverage in over 200 countries, making the Galaxy S4 the perfect travel companion.
For details and to check out what the Samsung Galaxy S4 can do, visit a Bell store today. Bell, the Samsung Galaxy S4 just got better.
Mike Sulkis has experience.
I've been in the business for 33 years.
Mike Sulkis inspires loyalty.
I have a great staff. Bob's been in this store for 29 years, and Jimmy's been with me for over 18 years.
Mike Sulkis will make you feel like a somebody.
I treat people the way I want to be treated. I've always taken pride in taking care of the people that take care of me.
Speedy Auto's Mike Sulkis. He's the real deal. 2292 Douglas, next to Lifestyle Markets.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back. Lorraine Berry, Bagua Vision Board, Feng Shui Consultant. We're also going to talk about her club she's starting.
Yes.
So if you're interested in this, and who isn't, it's really, you know, whether you do it in a small scale, big scale, take part of it today and try and change your life or clear up some clutter or do good.
Exactly.
So tell us about the club.
So, Patty, many of my clients live on the other side of Canada or in the United States. It's difficult to connect with them. It's possible, but we live in a world of technology. So I have decided to create something called the Monthly Feng Shui Club. And I've created a website, www.monthlyfengshuiclub.com. People can go and see what it's about. I just put the site up yesterday, so it will be filled with more content. But I'm expecting to launch the club next month in May. So people can pre-register now, and they can go to the website and have a look what it's all about. But basically, what members will have is every month I'll be putting out a full multimedia interactive course on a specific subject. And some of the subjects, let me just read some here that we talked about. How to lay the Bagua vision the Bagua map over your home to locate the different areas in your home so that you can work with those. How to create a vision board. How to create a scrapbook vision book, which is what we talked about this morning. Mm-hmm. Other topics will be how to create a gratitude gallery or how to create a dream incubator. Do you know what that is?
No.
How to identify the energy of your home by using its number. Figure that out. Feng Shui 101, learn what it's all about. Clear your clutter. If you feel stuck in your life or romance or you need a new job, find out how your clutter is holding you back. Romance, love, how will you find that special one that shows you how? If you're looking for the perfect job, the workshop will show you how Feng Shui can help you on the right path.
I don't think we think about love, romance, marriage. How can we improve our love life with Feng Shui? We track that, or if we've been married a long time, how do we use that to improve our lives?
There is definitely a way. A quick reference to that
is it wine?
It's whatever, sexy things that are hot, like fire elements, candles, red colors, red cushions. What about strawberries dipped in chocolate? That is, yeah, exactly. So again, that'll be one of the courses that'll be covered in the club. These are free to club members. They'll also be for sale as a standalone, but members will also get a free gift from me every month. They will get advance notice of upcoming events. So if I'm doing a local workshop, and I will be doing a whole lot of them in the coming months on Vancouver Island, starting in Victoria, they'll get prior notice, plus they get at least 20% discount.
Wow. And, you know, I know from your newsletters, mm-hmm. you give lots of great information.
Yeah.
So it's worthwhile just for that, because there's mm-hmm. always some little story in there
yeah.
that kind of touches you and may kind of affect your day, which I always love to read.
Right.
So I know you have lots of experience with online stuff and, mm-hmm. and shooting videos and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you do your own websites and everything.
I do. I do my own websites, and I'll also be creating the courses. I actually do that as a living. I take people's information and make an interactive online course with them. So these courses are not going to be just a PDF or a document you read through. You're going to hear my voice. You're going to see other people, and I'm going to walk you through a home and show you stuff. You're going to see everything firsthand.
Okay, so tell me this. You know, as you get older and you may not know all things about certain websites or computers, and
mm-hmm.
you want to learn more,
mm-hmm.
how do you keep learning more to keep on top of all this stuff?
I just love it.
You love it, so you're interested.
I'm interested in it. Whatever is new, I try and figure out. Plus, I have the advantage of having older children who are totally into technology, and if there's anything hot and new, I'm going to hear about it.
I think that really gives us her reply all.
That's right.
I'm pretty computer savvy,
right.
huh?
That's right. So the whole idea is to be able to bring the knowledge that I have to people that are interested, whether they want to be a club member, whether they want to buy it as a one-off package. I'll be writing more books. I do have some e-books, and for pre-registration today, I'm offering 3 of those books free. They are sold in Kindle right now. So anybody coming in today, and oh, another thing I want to say.
And coming in today in what way?
So pre-registering on the site to become a club member.
And the site is?
It is monthlyfengshuiclub.com.
Okay, if you want to know more, you can email me or email me at www.lifestylepattymack.com. You'll find all the information there.
And the first 10 people who register, pre-register today, will get a copy of my book, The Bagua Vision Board. What you see is what you get.
Nice. And what do you do in your spare time?
Shoot more video.
Shoot more video. You know, I think things aren't a job if they're a passion, right?
They are.
And that's
them.
What I see in you, is that you light up. So it's not like I'm busy, busy. You are doing things you love.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the online courses are a way of doing that really efficiently.
Yeah.
And the way people want to learn these days, too. Because they don't want to have to go out all the time and attend something. They can
exactly.
do a lot of this
yeah.
feeling like they're in a classroom.
Yeah. The idea is to go into the website, log in, click one link. There's your course. It's loaded.
Beautiful.
Go to it. Yeah.
And are you loving the Canucks this year?
You know, I don't follow it, but my kids do. My kids do.
Oh my gosh.
I'm embarrassed
well,
to admit.
We love the Canucks. Hamilton just got a signed pitcher from Luongo. We love Schneider. Oh my gosh. TJ, you love them, don't you? Give a nod, yes. You know, they're just doing great, and their game is coming up right here on CFAX. So the pregame
yeah.
is this hour, and then the game at noon. So make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you support our Canucks.
Yeah.
Go Canucks.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. See you next week.